Thank you, Christine. We've arrived at our last news slot, so we have a mixed bag to round off with. The Novair Cinema is to be revived at the Assembly House for just one day in April, and Norwich Museum gets a mention with a display of unusual dolls' houses. And we hear the next stage of the saga of the Plantation Garden in Earlham Road, access to which has been closed for some time. We'll start with the revived cinema experience at the Novair.
A classic Marilyn Monroe movie has been chosen for a special screening which will see the return of the Novair Cinema in Norwich for the first time in more than 20 years. Some Like It Hot has been picked for the event on Friday, April the 21st, when, for one night only, the Assembly House's ballroom will be transformed back into the old cinema, which closed in 1992 after more than 40 years in operation. The Assembly House Trust has teamed up with Cinema City Education for the occasion, which will also mark the opening of a new exhibition charting the history of the Assembly House. It is part of a year of events celebrating the history of the building. Organiser Sam Leonard said, "We decided to go for Some Like It Hot because we think it has got a wide appeal and it's a classic film. There's a lot of nostalgia within the event, so we want a film that a lot of people could enjoy and remember." Some Like It Hot will be screened at the Novair Cinema in the Assembly House on Friday, April the 21st.
A schoolgirl, two husband and wife teams, two after-school clubs and a cavalcade of talented enthusiasts have created wildly imaginative rooms as part of a national exhibition of historic dolls' houses. Selected from submissions across the region, these 22 designs for a miniature dream room include a shell grotto, a bathroom floating in the clouds, a ballroom, a haven for bees, a luxury office for a bad-tempered mouse, a sorcerer's study, and a lair of a demon dog. Each is housed in a box just 33 centimetres high and on show as part of Small Stories, at Home in a Doll's House, which opens at Norwich Castle Museum. And, for example, there will also be Tinkerbell's Room of Magic by 10-year-old Alicia of Queen's Hill Primary School, Cossey, near Norwich. It's a fairy-tale-inspired bedroom with canopied bed to dream the night away among flowers, toadstools and butterflies. Then there is The Sewing Room by Ella Goodwin, an exquisitely detailed space for creative cats. A feline in floral dress and fascinator sits at a sewing machine surrounded by the clutter of needlecraft. Then artist Matt Reed describes his sorcerer's study as a fantastical cluttered library set within the stone walls of an ancient castle.
Norwich's Plantation Gardens could reopen to the public before the end of this month, the trust responsible for its upkeep has confirmed. Access leading to the Victorian Garden off Earlham Road was boarded up in January by MJB hotel owner Tony Burlingham. He said the decision was made due to health and safety concerns after sinkholes opened at three of his nearby hotels. Mr. Burlingham said an underground survey would have to be undertaken before access could be restored to ensure there was no further risk of subsidence. But Roger Connor, chairman of the Plantation Gardens Preservation Trust, said the public could be allowed back in before the survey takes place on March the 24th. Back in February, Norwich City Council carried out its own underground survey on a section of the garden after it was suggested a chalk mine could run beneath the site. However, the assessment found the gardens were safe for people and employees to visit. Mr. Connor said it was important for the site to reopen by April, as the Trust had a series of public events planned for the coming months. They include a series of summer teas, a jazz and picnic event, and an event in conjunction with Norwich's Cinema City.
It has had an influential presence in Norwich for more than 220 years and has employed tens of thousands of people. And to celebrate its history, insurance giant Aviva is revealing its secrets through a new public interactive digital display on a giant screen at its iconic marble hall base in Norwich city centre. The kiosk features more than 1,000 pictures, 750 facts, plus videos from some of the 370 companies involved in the history of the insurance firm, which now employs 27,000 people worldwide. Archivist Anna Stone spent 4 months researching the documents and old footage from newspapers and the company's extensive archive below the Marble Hall on Surrey Street. Mrs. Stone, who has worked for Aviva since 2000, said, "This is like an amazing family tree. We're trying to encapsulate 320 years of Aviva's history. It is no mean feat. It is really interesting."
A North Norfolk pub has turned a potentially costly equipment failure into a pioneering success story, thanks to the tenant's love of gin. When the Red Hot pub's beer cooler broke down, regulars used to drinking cold lager faced having to go thirsty, until quick-thinking tenant Elaine Merritt suggested they try gin instead. Since that day, the Red Hart in the street in Bodham went from stocking just 2 gins to 12, then to 30, and now offers more than 30 brands and was the first pub in the region to have its own 12-page gin booklet and menu. Mrs. Merritt said, "One Sunday lunchtime, our beer cooler packed up. The older regulars weren't too worried by the lager not being the perfect temperature, but the younger ones weren't keen on slightly warmer pints and asked me what they should drink instead. And being a gin lover myself, I suggested they try gin and tonic, and they loved it."
A road safety charity has slammed drivers who make a mockery of the penalty point system after a motorcyclist clocked speeding in Norfolk was found to have a staggering 46 points on his driver record. Brake issued the statement after Rhodes policing officers stopped a motorcyclist who had never passed a driving test, travelling at 110 miles an hour on the A47 near Norwich. Officers found that the rider, who was carrying a passenger, also had no insurance or tax, and that their MOT ran out in 2008, almost a decade ago. On further inspection, the bike's rear tyre was found to be defective. There were cables preventing steering, and the speedometer was dangling at the wheel. Penalty points can be attributed to a driver's record with or without a valid licence, and remain for up to 11 years. Brake is calling on the government to ensure all drivers with more than 12 points receive an automatic ban.
A report which has judged Norfolk Constabulary as one of the top-performing forces in the country has been welcomed by the county's police and crime commissioner. The force received an overall good grading as part of the 2016 PEEL inspections into effectiveness carried out by the HM Inspectorate of Constabulary, that's the HMIC. The force was also awarded an outstanding grade for how effective it is at preventing crime, tackling antisocial behaviour and keeping people safe for the second year running. Crime Commissioner Lorne Green said, "This is a very positive report for our constabulary and I hope the people of Norfolk are reassured by the fact that they have a force performing at such a high level. This is the latest in a line of good reports and is the result of a great deal of hard work and commitment by all staff and on behalf of the people of Norwich."
Kate Romer writes that she has just spent another enjoyable afternoon at the Future Radio Studios recording a short play entitled A Little on the Lonely Side with my group, the Ashby Court Entertainers. We are working with Future on a series of short plays about issues that affect older people. These are being funded by a grant from the Ellen Lane Foundation. Ashby Court Entertainers Group are aged between 65 and 90, and unfortunately lots of them are not able to learn and retain lines as well as they used to. For these reasons, radio plays seemed an ideal format and way forward for us, and we hope that by focusing on the issues that affect a lot of older people, it will help raise awareness. The group's members are having a great time being radio stars, as they put it. And Joan, the oldest member at 90, said, "Fame at last. I'm awaiting my Oscar." Having a community radio station such as Future Radio in Norwich has certainly opened doors for them all.